All right, so we're holding on mem vowel with aleph, the four lines from the bottom, last word of the line begins with vowel.
Okay.
Mem vowel with aleph, four lines from the bottom, last word of the line.
Mem
okay, so we talk about, so we
40,
talk about
40,
yeah,
46, okay.
Yeah.
It starts with what? What's the word?
The line begins with all. We're starting with the word alma, which is the last word on that line.
Okay, let's see. I'm just going on my phone here. Mem vav amud aleph.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the page, you said, right? The bottom?
Yeah.
Okay,
so we're talking about the case of muflas samuflish. We mentioned that for a year before a boy or a girl's bar bat mitzvah, if they make a neder and they know what a neder is, then their neder is chal. So in this connection, Amar Rav Huna hikdish va'ochal loyte. So Rav Huna says in that connection, if this muflas samuflish, this boy or girl, within a year before a bar bat mitzvah, if they make a neder and they know what a neder is, and then later, so let's say they make a neder not to eat a particular piece of food, and then later on they eat it, loike, then they get malchus. If they declared that it's hektish, let's say, and then they ate it for mezid, so then the usual rule would apply. A person eats hektish for mezid, they get malchus. He made the neder when he was a kid, doesn't matter. Shenemar ish ki yasli linder, because the pasuk says if a person declared to make a neder, and the pasuk also says v'lo yachol dvarei. The pasuk also says when a person makes a neder, they're not allowed to desecrate their word. They have to keep what they say. So therefore, it means kol sheyeshne b'hafla yeshne b'val yachol. So anybody to whom the concept of hafla applies, if they're able to declare a neder, then they're also subject to the issur of b'val yachol. They're not allowed to desecrate what they said by not following it. If not, then no. Some of the Rishonim learn over here that it means literally that Rav Huna is actually saying the kid would actually get malchus even though they're below age. This would be an exception to the usual rule that a person doesn't usually get malchus until they're bar bat mitzvah. The Rambam actually paskins that he wouldn't get malchus until he's bar mitzvah, but it's not clear whether the Rambam means by that he's over already. He's already subject to malchus beforehand, and just practically speaking, since they can't give him malchus until bar mitzvah, then they have to wait until then. Or does it mean, like the Gemara is going to mention soon, that you have other opinions that disagree with Rabna, and they would say that no, the person never gets malchus, is never subject to malchus of the king.
Below age.
Right. Okay, so the Gemara says, Mosi Rav Huna bar Yehuda l'Rava l'Seyuri l'Rav Huna. Rav Huna bar Yehuda asks from the following braisa, which if we ask on this braisa and we understand correctly, then we can seem to find a support for what Rav Huna says in it. It's a little unusual. Usually when the Gemara says Mosif, usually we're bringing a braisa in order to ask a question on an amora. Here it's the other way around. Rav Huna bar Yehuda wants to analyze the braisa, ask the question on it, answer the question, and thereby come up with a support for Rav Huna. The braisa says, L'fisha matkinu shehishma akosav akotin begadol. We find that the Torah equates a cotton, a kid with a muflah from a flesh, that the Torah equates them to a gadol, lezodin shavua ula iser, as far as what happens if they deliberately make a false shavua, ula iser, and as far as that they're able to declare something to be osir, ula bal yachel, and as far as that. And as far as that they're subject to the issur of bal yachol, that they're not allowed to desecrate, they're not allowed to violate their word. Yochol yaychayev al kedeshei korban. You would think then, says the braisa, that if somebody were to b'shovig use the thing that this kid declared hektish, you would think they should be chayev a korban meila. No, tamad lema zeh hadavar. No, therefore the pasuk says zeh hadavar. So only when do we say that the kid's hektish is hektish is only as far as the dinim of bal yachol, only as far as the din that he's not allowed to violate what he said, namely the pashtus that means malchus. It just means that if a person is over and uses that thing, they're not going to be chayav a korban meila. So a funny mias le'isur le'bal yachol chayav. So therefore, the Braisa had mentioned as far as the Isser, as far as the item itself is Isser, and as far as Bal Yachel, as far as that he's not allowed to desecrate what he said. So therefore, that would be exactly what Rav Huna is saying, that even though the kid is below age, nevertheless, there's still Bal Yachel and Malchus that comes along with it. It's not necessarily two different things, the Braisa is saying, Isser and Bal Yachel. Maybe what the Braisa means is just as far as the Isser of Bal Yachel, the kid is treated like an adult, but only that it's an Isser, not that he's Chayav Malchus yet. This is Bal Yachel Monafsher. What do you mean? Isser Bal Yachel Monafsher. Okay, what do you mean? So he's only subject to the Isser, but without Malchus. How are you looking at it? If you're telling me that this whole concept that a mufla somachlish, that a kid within a year before Bar Bas Mitzvah is considered an adult, if you're telling me it's actually Daraisa, which we're going to have a machloka soon on that subject, Milka Nami Loki, that he should get Malchus. If the Torah considers him an adult, then he should be considered an adult. The im mufla somachlish lab Daraisa, and if it's not considered to be something Daraisa, Isser Nami Lesser, then what are you saying? He's subject to an Isser of Bal Yachol. He's a kid. Midaraisa, there's no such thing as Isurim on kids. The whole concept of the whole concept of Isurim, Daraisa, only applies from Bar and Bas Mitzvah. In fact, Rashi adds over here, it's one thing, if the Chachamim are going to make a Takana, they're going to make a Takana, fine. Even though, if we're going to say that Mufla Somoklish is Daraisa, is Dirabanan, then fine, we're going to say, well, the Chachamim made the Takana to say that during that year, his Neder is a Neder and his Hektish is Hektish, they'll be saying, we're going to make a Takana that if somebody else eats his Hektish, then they shouldn't be doing that. Or he himself, when he gets older, let's say he declared this item hektish, now a year later, he's bar mitzvah, he shouldn't be eating it. But when he himself is a kid, he's not yet really subject to takonis derabanan. So what are we saying? According to that opinion, then according to that opinion, why are we even mentioning the Isser Bal Yachol? Why would it be relevant to even say that there's an Isser on him? The Chachamim wouldn't impose the Isser on him because there's no point in that. The answer is, you're actually right. When it comes to him himself, we would say that the Isser of Bal Yachol maybe doesn't apply according to those who say that he's only Chayev in the Dorim Jirabah. But for those who are told by the Torah to be responsible for him, to be responsible for his chinuch, they're responsible to make sure that he doesn't eat Isurim. So the Isur of Bal Yachol then would be addressed to them. He himself is not subject to the Isur, but his parents or his teachers or whoever are. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Shmamina? So are you telling me then, we actually have an achloikas on this subject in Yeromis? Cotton oichel mevelis based in mitzvah and all of lafrishon. You have machloikas in Yevamos. If a child under bar bas mitzvah is eating mevelis, for example, is the local based in told or are they commanded minatara to stop him? The parents have a different level of thing. The father in particular has a mitzvah of chinuch on the child. Whether that itself is daraisa or derabanan is a whole other question. But the Gemara has machloikas in Yevamos when the local basin sees that a child is eating nevelis or doing other isurim, are they responsible to stop him? Or do they have to tell him, don't do that? Or does the Torah say it's not their business? If we're going to say over here that according to the opinion that Mufla somachleish, that this chiyu of nedarim for a year before Bar Bas Mitzvah, if you're going to say it's Dirabanan, and then the Braita is going to tell us that during that time you have a thing of Bal Yachol, which is addressed to the local based in, then that would answer the question. The local based in is responsible to tell him not to do that. And we know that's not necessarily the case. Machloikas. The answer is no. Still, you can't necessarily prove Rav Huna's point from this Braita because Chachav Mayaskin, because you know what the Braita might be talking about. Suppose the child himself was machdish something and not he himself ate it. Somebody else ate it. So the Braita would actually mean, so we would go back to our original understanding of the Braita, that it is, say, the item is Osir and there is Malchus. But we don't necessarily mean that there would be Malchus for the kid himself, like Rav Huna is saying, because we would still say that below age, he's never subject to Malchus. But it means his neder or his hektish would be enough of a hektish that if somebody else eats it, they are a chayav Malchus. So the question is, okay, well, that works out according to the Amiroyim, who say, as we're going to say in a couple of lines, that indeed in that case those other people get malchus. But according to the other opinion that says that if a child is machdish something, then that's not a strong enough hefdish to make other people chayav malchus for eating it. So what are you going to say according to them? According to the opinion that says they don't get malchus, then what are you going to say? What does the braita mean by mentioning bal yachel? It can't mean for the child himself because he's underage. It can't necessarily mean for the local based skin because we said there's an opinion that they're not obligated to stop him, which in fact is the halacha. You can't say it means for the other people because this opinion says the other people are not chayav. So what does it mean? The itma, as in fact, we have a discussion about that. If a child is makdish something and somebody else eats it, Rav Kahana Omer Ein Loikin, Rav Yechanan Rish Lakish Damer Tavai Loikin. Rav Kahana says the other people do not get malchus. Rav Yechanan Rish Lakish say that they do. So according to Rav Kahana, how are we going to understand the previous braisa? The answer is we would say midrabbanan across machabalma. You're right. That braisa is not saying that the other people are going to get malchus. The whole concept that according to Rav Kahana, the whole concept that bal yachal applies, the whole concept even of mufla samachal ish, is drabanan, as the Gemara is going to say in a second. Therefore, the child hektish is not really a hektish on a daraisa level. Therefore, the other people are not really getting malchus for eating it. At most, they're getting machas maudus, which is drabanan. And therefore, when we quoted before, saying the word bal yachel, we're quoting from the pasuk, lo yachel dvarai, then it's only an asmasta. It's not that actually it would be on a daraisa level. Tosfos mentions, by the way, a couple of things in this connection. One of them is when we said that you could have a case where he was mastish and somebody else ate it, Tosfos said, why don't we talk about more simply that he was mastish it, and then a few months later he's bar mitzvah and he himself ate it. Tosfos says because the Gemara would rather the Gemara was trying to find a way where it would be osur, where malchus would exist right away, according to the opinion that you can't have malchus for a child. So like this, if we were to say that he himself eats it a few months later, fine, but that's a few months later.
Going back then, it was very hard to find food that's good in 2 months, 3 months ahead.
You had certain kinds of food, salted fish or meat, for example, could be preserved for a while. We also don't have to be talking months away. I mean, I'm mentioning months, but for example, right. I mean, the same thing would be if he was makdish a day before he turned bar bat mitzvah, right? And then he ate. Also, Tosfos points out another question in this connection. What do you mean? Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish are telling us that if the child is machish and somebody else eats it, then those other people are going to be chayav malchus. How could that be? After all, we learned yesterday that in order for the child to be a gadol, they have to not only be 12 or 13, they also have to have shteisiris. We don't know for sure that this kid is going to develop shteisiris at that time. So that in that case, isn't it only hasra sophic? You're giving them hasra based on the sophic whether the kid is going to develop shteisiris within the coming year. The Tosfos says, okay, but we can still go according to the Rav, which is, in effect, we go according to the Chazaka Derava that we mentioned on Amud Aleph. Most kids at 12 and 13, respectively, have Shteisiris, and therefore we can go according to that, and therefore we can assume that the Hasra that we gave the other people, don't eat this food because this child was Makdish, is going to be valid. We're not going to consider it a Hasra topic because we're going to depend in advance on this Chazaka Derava. Getting back to what we said before, we said hikdish for achol acherim. If a child in the year, during this year, was makdish for something, and then somebody else ate it, an adult ate it. Rav Kahana ein loikin, Rav Yechanan Rish Lakish damer tavai loikin. Rav Kahana says the adult doesn't get malchus. Rav Yechanan Rish Lakish says they do. Says the adult does get malchus. But my commentary. So what's the underlying machloikis between Rav Kahana and Rav Yechanan Rish Lakish? Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish hold that this whole concept of mufla samach leish, that a child within a year of bar bat mitzvah is that they're nedarim, are valid nedarim. If they know what a neder is, if they know that a neder is addressed to Hashem, Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish hold that concept is daraisa. therefore a different person. So they themselves maybe can't get malchus because they're underage. But a different person who eats that food, sure, they could get malchus because it is fully daraisa. Because it is fully hetish on a daraisa level. Umar Sava Mufa Samaklish Dirabanan, whereas Rav Kahana would hold the whole thing is only Dirabanan, and you can't give somebody malchus for eating something which is also only Dirabanan. The Gemara says, Mosi Rav Yirmiyah. So Rav Yirmiyah says, I have a contradiction to this. According to Rav Yirchen and Rish Lakish, that are saying it's Daraisa, we learn in a Braisa, Yisoma Shinodra. If you have an orphan girl, the kind that we talked about yesterday, where her father died before she got married, so her mother or her brothers married her off, so she's not just single and unprotected. We learned that, we said that marriage only exists on a Drabanan level, and that's why she's able to cancel it with Mirun. So if this girl who was married off by her mother or her brothers, if she makes a neder, the Braisa says Baila Meferla. Her husband is able to cancel her neder. We know from the beginning of Parashas Matos that a husband is able to cancel his wife's nedarim. The Braisa says the same thing is true over here where she's married to her husband only on a Dirabanan level. So, Iyam at the Shlema Mufla Samach Le'ish Dirabanan, if you say that the concept that her nedarim are nedarim during that last year before her Bas Mitzvah, if you say it's only Dirabanan like Rav Kahana, good. Also Nisirin Dirabanan or Mavatli Nidir Dirabanan. Very well, the fact that she's married on a Dirabanan level, that is able to cancel, her husband, who's married to her only on the Dirabanan level, is able to cancel Nidorim that are only Chal in the first place on a Dirabanan level. Eli, I'm a Daraisa, but Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, you're telling me that her Nidorim are valid Nidorim during that year, are valid Daraisa. Also, Nisirin Dirabanan and Mavata Nidir Daraisa. So what do you mean? How could her marriage, which is only valid on a Dirabanan level, while she's still a Tana, how can that cancel the Darim, which are valid on a Daraisa level? Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel, so Rav Yehuda Amr says in the name of Shmuel, the answer is like this. Baila Mefala Mamonash. No matter how you look at it, actually, her husband will be able to cancel her Nidorim during that year. Why? If you say that her Nidorim are valid only on Dirabanan level, then good. We just said her marriage is Dirabanan. The Nidorim are only Dirabanan, so one can cancel out the other. E-Daraisa, if you're going to say that her Nidorim are valid on a Daraisa level, no problem. Katan Oichel Nevela, too. This is one of those cases where Katan is eating Nevela or something else which is also to them. We just mentioned before there's Machloikas on that topic in Yevamos, but the halacha actually is the ain based in the Tzuvah and all of Lachrishon, that based in, or meaning anybody else other than her father, is not, or even her father actually maybe, is not responsible to make them stop. So therefore, in other words, even if you're going to say that her neder is a neder on a daraisa level, doesn't matter. She is still a katana. She's not yet chayev in mitzvah on a daraisa level. Therefore, if her husband cancels her neder, then big deal. Okay, so it's causing that she's eating something which is also to her on a daraisa level. So what? She's a katana, and nobody has to prevent her from actually doing that. Rishonim talk about the Rishonim and Acharonim talk about the question. I mean, on the face of it, isn't it kind of, even that opinion and the halacha that Beis Din is not responsible to prevent her from eating nevela, they're certainly not allowed to give her nevela to eat, just like that. So how is it over here the husband is being made for her neder, which he can only do on a Dirabanan level, and in effect, therefore, he's making it possible for her to eat something Daraisa, which is also Daraisa. How is that? So there's a couple of answers. One of them is that being made for the nether doesn't automatically mean that he's telling her that he's making her eat it. He tells her, your nether is canceled. You want to eat it, eat it. You don't want to eat it, don't eat it. So that's one answer, is that he's not actually giving it to her to eat, which indeed would be a problem. He's just telling her it's mutter to you, and then she does whatever she feels like. Another possibility, though, the Aruch HaNer brings up, is when you get down to it, he doesn't even have to be made for in her presence. He could be Mefer, and she doesn't even know that. She doesn't even know that the Hafara took place. So later on, she eats it without knowing. She thinks her nether is still in effect, which would be wrong, by the way. And the Pasuk says on that the expression, Vashem Yisrachla, that Hashem will forgive her for it, where she thought she was doing something wrong, and it turns out that she's not, because her husband was already made for it. But the point is, in other words, that the husband doesn't have to tell his wife that he was made for the neder. So therefore, you can't say that when he's made for it, you can't say that he's causing her to eat the issue. Okay. Okay, so that explains that. So even if we say that, her nedarim during that year are chal on the daraisa level, but the fact is the other isurim in the Torah are not yet chal on her on the daraisa level, so she's still a kana, and therefore if her husband has made for the neder and she ends up eating it, then it doesn't matter even that his afara is not valid on a daraisa level. Okay, so the question is, okay, but what's going to happen? So let's say she had made a neder, and I'm not going to eat such and such a food. So fine, we're saying as long as she's little, so her husband cancels the neder within 24 hours, which is how it has to be, or actually not 24 hours, he has to do it by the end of that day, by Shkia of that day. So whatever, he cancels it, fine. So fine, you're saying now she's mutter to eat that food. But what happens when she becomes, but we're saying, because not really she's mutter, but we're saying even if you say that her neder was valid on a daraisa level, okay, so now she's over on it, she's only a cotton oichel nevelis, and her husband's not responsible to stop that. Fine, but eventually what's going to happen? She's going to become bas mitzvah. She's still going to be eating that food. At that point, don't you have a problem? She made a neder, which according to Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish is valid on a daraisa level. Her husband was not able to be mefered on a daraisa level because they're only married on a derabanan level. Now, after she's bas mitzvah, she's eating it, and therefore she's being over on an issur daraisa. That is that. That's the question. V'hoki gadla, when she gets older, ochla b'hafara kamaisa, she's still going to be eating this food on the basis of the original hafara that the husband did when she was little, and now when she's big, that now when she's an adult, that doesn't help anymore because now they're now her neder is still in effect on a daraisa level. Again, if we say that muflas omochla ish is only derabanan, then no problem. Her neder was never chal on a daraisa level, so therefore there's no problem. But if we say, like Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, that it is valid on a daraisa level, so now, once she's bas mitzvah, then she's obligated, minatora, not to violate that neder. And if she does violate it, then her husband has to stop her. So how does that work?
Even though her husband
was paid for it when she was little, but that doesn't help because that was only because the very fact that he was married to her only existed on a derabanan level. Midarat Isa, they weren't married.
Okay.
The answer is Rabbi Barli Voice, Baila Mefer Lakol Shah Vashah. The answer is Rabbi Barli Voice says her husband is Mefer to her, can be Mefer for her at any time. So fine. So what he does is when she gets older, then at that point he can be Mefer the Neder. Now, that would only apply if the first time after they had relations, after she became bas mitzvah. Now, at that point, as we learned yesterday, that now makes the kedushin that are valid on a daraisa level. So now what happens is they have bia after she becomes bas mitzvah. Now they're married on a daraisa level. Now that they're married on a daraisa level, he has the ability on a daraisa level to cancel her nedarim. So good. Sometime within until Shkia, until the following Shkia, he says to her, that neder that you made back when you were a muflas, so when you were within a year before bas mitzvah, I'm canceling it, and that's that. So that way there's no problem. That way she's never going to be violating that neder before he canceled it. Okay. Problem with that is that we know that the whole concept that a husband can be made for his wife's nedarim only applies to nedarim that she made while they were married. If she made a neder before they were married, the husband has no power to cancel it. So in this case, again, daraisa, they're married as of when they do the first bia after she's bas mitzvah. On a daraisa level, they weren't married before that. So how are we saying that now, on a daraisa level, he's able to cancel the neder that she made previously when they were married only derabanan? The answer is kidura pinchas mishmei derabba. The answer is we can answer in accordance with what Rav Pinchas says in the name of Rabba. The amar pinchas mishmei derabba kol hanederes al das baila hi nederes. The answer is that what we say is when she makes a neder, she has in mind that it depends on my husband's das. And therefore, if her husband doesn't want this neder, then it's never chal in the first place. Now, you have two different ways of understanding. You have actually two different girsois over here. You have actually two different, or maybe not necessarily two different girsois, but Rashi and Tosfos both say that what the Gemara actually is, it's undoing the answer that we did before. Before we were saying that he's able to be mevatel, who's able to be made for her neder at once they have via the first time after she becomes bat mitzvah. And then at that point, then we asked on that, but the problem is it's for koyimin. So now we're giving a different answer that to begin with, her neder was never chal because, to begin with, she makes a neder having in mind that it's only going to be if her husband approves of it. The other answer is that there are other Tosfos Rosh, among others, talks about that it still works with the previous answer, that even if we say they were married up until this point only did Rabbanan, but since she makes the neder only al das baila, then therefore he's able to be made for, and it's not considered made for b'koydin. It's not considered that he's made for something that came previously, because to begin with, the neder was chal only if her husband approved of it, and he did. Okay, so it works out, even if we say that her nedarim during that year are valid on a daraisa level, it still works out because we can say that the husband, either we say that the husband is mefer as soon as she becomes bas mitzvah and that takes care of it, or we say that to begin with, the neder was never chal because her husband never approved of it in the first place. Amar Abaye, Toshma. Abaye says, fine, let's continue on this discussion. Are the nedarim of a boy or girl during that year, are they valid on daraisa level or not? Well, let's bring a proof from a Mishnah. A Mishnah says in Masechta Terumot, Katan Shalehedi Beis Cyrus, a boy who doesn't yet have Shtei Cyrus, Rabbi Yehuda Ima Ein Terumot Be Terumah. Rabbi Yehuda says that his Terumah is not considered valid Terumah. Rabbi Yossi says it depends. Depends how old he is. Actually, Bala Onas Nadarim, before the kid is of the age of Nadarim, the year before, in other words, until he turns 12, then yes, Ein Terumah Be Terumah, Misha Bala Onas Nadarim, but once he comes to Onas Nadarim, once the boy is 12 years old, Terumah Be Terumah, then yes, his Terumah is valid Terumah. So Rabbi Yehuda says absolutely not until it's Bar Mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi says it can be a year before. Now, Svaruha, so we assume for purposes of discussion, Kasavar Rabbi Yossi Terumah Bizman Azad Daraisa. Let's assume for purposes of discussion that both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda agree that Terumah, even nowadays, when we don't have a Beis Mikdash and when we don't have most of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, is still considered Terumah. It's still valid on a Daraisa level. So therefore, like this, Rabbi Yossi is telling us that the Muflah Somuch Le'ish is able to designate Truma. If you say that the concept of Muflah Somuch Le'ish is Daraisa, Osi Gavra Daraisa, or Metaklan Tzivla Daraisa, then good. A person, somebody who is a man, Minatara, this kid who's considered, for this purpose, is considered a man because he's within a year of Barabas Mitzvah. So they're considered an adult on a Daraisa level. And they're able, therefore, to take some truma from something which would be tevel on a daraisa level. Eli amitid abonon, but if you're going to say, like Rav Kahana said before, that the whole concept of mufla somos leish is only the abonon, osi gavra did abonon, I'm a sakim tivla daraisa. Would you tell me that somebody who's only an adult darabonon is able to take truma and then fix up tevel with daraisa? Obviously not. So therefore, that would be a strong proof for Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Given that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yehuda, then we have to say that if Rabbi Yossi is saying that a kid within that year is able to designate Truma, that could only work if he's considered an adult on a daraisa level. The answer is lie. No, not necessarily. Actually, you could say, Kasavar Rabbi Yossi Truma Bizman Azad Rabbanan. You could say, no, you were assuming for purposes of discussion that Rabbi Yossi says that Truma nowadays is daraisa. And therefore, you're saying that obviously the kid has to be considered an adult daraisa to be able to do it. Not necessarily. Rabbi Yossi might actually hold that truma nowadays is only d'rabbanan. The nowadays meaning after the churban bayis rishon. So the question is: the sover of Yossi truma b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. You're telling me that Rabbi Yossi holds that ever since the churban bayis rishon, Rabbi Yeshua would say that truma is only d'rabbanan. V'hatanya b'seder olam, we learn in Seder olam is a collection of brises that deals with Jewish history. You have many psukim that tell us years, the years in which things happen, so and so many years between this and that. Sometimes you have things where psukim seem to contradict each other. So Seder olam deals with those kinds of issues. For example, we have, let's say, in the Brisbane Absarim, Hashem tells Avraham Avinu that your children are going to be strangers in a strange land for 400 years. By Yetzias Mitzrayim and Parshas Bo Yosef says it was 430 years. We know it was actually only 210 years. So that's the kind of thing that Seder Olam deals with it mostly, is dealing with reconciling those things and explaining when different things happen in Jewish history. So in Seder Olam, it says a braisa like this. You have a pasuk in Parashas Nitzavim that says, "Asher Yosh, Hashem will bring you to the land. Asher Yoshu Aveisecha V'Yirishta. Hashem will bring you to the land that your fathers inherited, and you will inherit it." So you have twice in the pasuk it uses the lashon of Yerusha. We learn from that, Yerusha Rishono Shnia Yeshlehen. So the Braisa and Seder Olam says that means there was a first time when they yashined out Yisrael, and there was a second time in Yeshua's time. There was a second time when they came to build the second Beis Mikdash in the time of Ezra. They needed those. Shlishis ein lahen, but there does not need to be a third time inheriting it. In other words, the kedusha that they gave out Yisrael when they came with Ezra, that kedusha still exists. Sorry, I said it wrong before. When we say bisman hazeh, we mean after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Sorry.
Okay.
So
okay.
According to this Braisa, we're saying that no, the same kedusha that existed when they built the second Beis Hamikdash, that same kedusha continued to exist after the Churban Bayis Sheni. It still continues to exist throughout all the time of Golus, and eventually, when Mashiach comes, that kedusha will continue. They will not need, according to this Braisa, they will not need to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael again. Meaning that all the mitzvahs of Kluyas Baris, according to that opinion, are still applicable on a Daraisa level. Truma, Meister, Shmita, etc. So that's what it means. Shlishis Ein Lahen, there doesn't need to be a third, because they don't need to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael again, because the Kedusha was not removed with the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Amr Rav Yechanan, Man Tana, Seder Olam, Rav Yechanan. And Rav Yechanan tells us who is the Tana of Seder Olam is Rav Yechanan. So obviously, therefore, Rav Yossi holds that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael from the time of Ezra still continues to exist nowadays in the time of Golos. Therefore, according to him, Truma nowadays is Daraisa. So you're back to obvious. So did you try to answer that Rav Yossi holds Truma is only Dirabbanan, and therefore he says a Mufla Samach Le'ish might be only Dirabbanan, and they can take Truma? But we see from this Braisa and Seder Olam not like that, because we see that Rav Yossi himself actually holds that, so they actually hold that it is Daraisa. The answer is not necessarily Rav Yossi Toni Lo V'Loi Sovalo. We could say Rav Yossi teaches the Braisa and Seder Olam, but he himself doesn't agree with it. He would hold that actually the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was bottled when the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Therefore, throughout the time of Golos, since the second Beit HaMikdash, according to that, all the mitzvahs of Florius Baris would be only Dirabbanan, Truma and Meister and so forth, would only be Dirabbanan. And when Mashiach comes, then they're going to have to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael for a third time. So Rav Yossi would hold that way, different than what the Braisa in Seder Olam says. Rav Yossi is the one who collected these Braises of Seder Olam. Okay, doesn't mean he agrees with every single Braisa in there. The halacha, by the way, is like that. It was actually in today's Shlosha Prakim of Rambam was the beginning of Hilchos Trumas, and the Rambam discusses this point that the Rambam discusses this point. The halacha is that actually, yes, nowadays truma anywhere in Eretz Yisrael is only Dirabam, because again, according to that way of looking at it, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael went away when the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed and the Jewish people went into Golus Eden. With the exception, the Rambam says, there is an exception when it comes to the Kedusha of the Har HaBayis and the Beit HaMikdash. That, he says, the Kedusha still continues to exist even after the Churban, which is why we're not allowed to go in there nowadays, etc. But as far as the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam holds that on a Daraisa level, it doesn't exist now, and therefore that all the mitzvahs that flourish for it, according to him, only do that bottom nowadays in Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
You're going to...